tell us about your new job. How you like it?
Oh, I love it. I love it. I absolutely love it. One thing for sure, you know, a lot of coaches and people were worried about, you know, ex-players coming in and worrying about the hours, all the hours that you put in. I absolutely love it. You know, my coach has to send me home. And my wife sends me back here. So, I mean, I love it. That was my biggest fear. Maybe that part will wear off, but it hasn't yet. So I'm just excited to be back here on the field, and it's filling that void of not playing. I feel like I'm playing out there with the guys. So it's been an exciting experience, and I'm learning so much, and I'm able to pass a lot of knowledge down.
Just to use a quick example, I mean, you watched all the games last year. I believe you saw Peppers was supposed to have a lot of juice coming out of college. What do you see in him? What did you see in him last year that he might be able to improve this year if he winds up being the punt return guy?
Well, he definitely still has the juice. He has a lot within him. He's a bigger type returner. I'm excited about him. I was excited to, you know, join the staff just because of him, you know, in one aspect. For him, it's just hitting it vertical, having a progression on catching punt returns, knowing when and when not to call a fair catch, trusting your block, the scheme that has been called, and the rest is going out there playing football. It's just confidence. You know, I feel like, he was worried about his first year defense a little more. And now that's, you know, he's fitting in place and putting in a lot of good work. He's showing a lot of energy. And I love the kid. I love coaching him. And he loves playing for us. So
Josh, he's
going to do good.
What does it mean? I know that's not only being back, but being back with the Browns.
Mm-hmm.
Do you have a special affinity and all that sort of thing?
Of course. Yeah. Of course. You know, I get offended when, you know, being out there and people talk bad about us. So it's, you know, it's dear to my heart. I love the fact that, you know, my coordinator, I'm very familiar with him. I played against him. And, you know, he's tried to get me as a player when I came out from the Browns. And there's a good affection for him and his excitement on special teams. Like, I have a love for special teams, you know, so I'm biased for all the other units. So that atmosphere in the special teams room is just awesome, and it's going to reflect in the players.
You mentioned too that like it bothered you when people would say stuff about the Browns or whatever. How do you deal with that? As opposed to okay, but the record was terrible, man.
Right?
How was your emotions?
Well, my emotions now being on the staff is hey, we got 2018 coming up. You know, the team last year, I wasn't on that team. A lot of these guys, Coach Hugh Jackson has done a great job at creating a different atmosphere, even in and outside the locker room. You know, that was one of his biggest things coming in was, you know, saying to the coaches and to the staff, hey, this is a different atmosphere. I don't want the players to even have an inkling of last season. That's why he took that dip, you know, and that was more of not just a bet. That was more of a cleansing. I was saying, out with the old, in with the new. This is 2018. We're getting it ready.
Josh, what was it like adjusting to being off the field?
It was very tough for me. Very tough to not be in the locker room, to not have the pads on, to not be hit. I love everything, all the aspects of playing in the National Football League. Like I said, this is filling that void. Almost even more than playing, you know, being able to see your knowledge come out of other players is an awesome feeling.
Tell us about the Cribs drill.
Oh, the Cribs drill. You know, I can't talk enough about our coordinator, you know, Amos Jones. You know, having his respect has really encouraged me and motivated me as a coach. So I'm using that same mentality of a player as a coach as well, and he's allowing me and my thoughts to come to fruition, you know. So just doing real live drills, things that we're going to, football-type drills, he's allowed me to take on. So the Cribs drill is just, you know, I was a cover guy as well, so learning both sides. We like to do a lot of combo stuff, so we don't want to give away trade secrets, but the Cribs drill is basically on the field, football-type reactions, football type actions and moves. Like I said, it's a Cribs drill. You guys got to see it on the field. We don't want to give out, because one thing we do in our scouting reports, we look at media coverage. We look to see what other teams are doing and how they're going to look at us. So we don't want anybody stealing our drills. But I tell you what, we're pulling out all the stops. We're going to make sure that we contribute and do our job as a special teams unit.
How would you compare this new experience to being rookie or freshman going way back?
You know what? I hit the ground running, because I can't approach coaching like a rookie. You know, that's how you get fired. That's how the coaches say, well, he's not ready. You know, so I have to hit the ground running. I'm learning to command off the out there on the field. I majored in public speaking and communications at Kent, and that's indoors. So I'm learning to use my outside voice and command the team, command the unit. That's what I'm learning from the other coaches, Amos Jones, Sam Shade. And, I emptied my cup, but I'm not approaching it like a rookie, because the players will see that. They'll say, oh, he don't know what he's talking. He just played. Because it's, Hugh likes to say this. It's not what you know. It's what they know. So it's what we can give to them and what they show on the field. So that's most important. It's not what I know. It's how I can transfer what I know to the players.
Was there a learning curve with that outdoor voice?
Not so much. First day, oh, okay, that's how you do it. Okay, we're going to get it. Raise that up an octave.
What's the practical thing? How long are you here through training camp all season?
I've talked to Coach Jackson, and he's allowed me, because I'm local, to stay around throughout the season, and we'll see how that goes. I don't want to speak for him, but that's what we discuss, and I'm not sure of any changes in that.
How long have you wanted to coach?
Say it again.
How long is it?
Well, I entered into getting my MBA at BW to kind of figure out, okay, do I want to coach? Do I want to go in scouting? And one thing is for sure, I was going into scouting on that end for fear of saying, coaches have a cutthroat situation just like players do. You know, they can get cut and released just like players. And it was that fear that wanted me to go on the scouting side. But I forgot that it was the fear of being cut that made me such a good athlete. So I know I have to use that same mentality as coaching. If I'm giving my all to this coaching and giving my all to all the coaches that are over above me, which all of them are, then it's a good opportunity for me to still be around here.
Explain what you mean more when you say the fear of being cut made you such a good athlete.
Well, every year, it's self-explanatory. Every year you have better players coming in, faster, stronger, and you have to out, and they're cheaper. So you have to outplay all these young guys, and we saw this when Travis Benjamin came in, faster guy, small, agile, who they could pay less, so it's all also the more you can do. But I made sure that, I did a lot for the Browns as a player, and I'm trying to make myself useful to Coach Amos Jones and Hugh Jackson as a coach.
Is playing really out of your system now, because there are other opportunities, other leagues, that you could go do? Is it really out?
Playing is out of my knees tell me that playing is out of my system, and just the joy I get out of coaching now is I feel that feeling like I did when I played. So I don't need to search for that, and I put my cleats on still. I let the players know, hey, I still got it, but as a coach now, not as a player.
Josh, how much of your personal film do you show to some of these returners now, trying to get them to understand what you want them to do?
Well, it's not mainly what I want to do. It's what Coach Jones wants to do. And I make sure that, he does a good job making sure that we're on the same page. And we are like-minded anyway. So a lot of things are what we talk about in the classroom with the athletes. And it's not so much like with Peppers. It's just going vertical, being comfortable catching the ball. And I don't have to teach them how to run. It's just, hey, fundamentals of catching, and hey, you do what you do. But the ball security and the possession is the most important thing. So small things like that first to start off in OTAs, and we'll ramp it up in training camp.
When you were playing, last one for Josh. When you were playing, did you ever think about coaching?
I didn't. I didn't think about coaching because playing consumed my life. And, being the best player consumed my life. The next contract consumed. All those things consume me. Winning. And coaching was a facet that I always would say, man, those hours, But the hours now, you know, it truly is a testament to doing what you love, because the hours go by so quickly when you're doing something you love. And sometimes Coach Jones has to send me out of the office. Hey, go home, bud. Go home and come back tomorrow refreshed. And I love it. I love hearing that from him.